Exam Folder 9, Exercise 2. You will hear two people, Darren and Helena, talking about Darren's new career. For questions 1 to 5, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 1 minute in which to look at Part 3.
So, Darren, I hear that you've got a new job working in the voluntary sector. It must have been a bit of a wrench, wasn't it, giving up your high-powered banking job in the city with those huge annual bonuses and long city lunches? Most people we know thought it was a passing phase, but I always thought you were a bit of a square peg in a round hole, so I've always half expected it. So, I guess armed with your degree and a tidy sum put by, you thought you could change careers just like that. But why did it take you 2 years to make the move?
I didn't know what I wanted to do. I only knew what I didn't. I was really stuck in a rut until someone I worked with got fed up with me and told me to go and do voluntary work or something. So I decided to take some time off and volunteer for a charity. I reckoned that if I guaranteed them 6 months, during that time I would be bound to find a proper job. You know, a paid one. It wasn't quite as easy as I thought, though. I decided to apply to 12 well-known charities, ranging from overseas aid to homelessness. I put in my applications, but I guess my lack of real conviction and experience was pretty obvious, and they saw straight through me. They didn't even bother to reply.
Quite right. I don't know why you'd think they would. They need big hitters just like in banking, not people who don't know what they want. I can't imagine why people think that charities should be charitable when it comes to employing people.
Well, I can see that now, obviously. Anyway, I got a lucky break. A friend of a friend had a contact with one of the charities I had applied to. She gave me a name, Anna Rogers, and within days, Anna had come back with a proposal. Now, I'm a history graduate, and I'd spent 2 years on a trading floor in the city, so most of her spiel on government research papers went straight over my head. But I did manage to make out that she wanted me to find out about schemes that prevented or alleviated homelessness. I jumped at the chance and handed in my notice at work straight away. My colleagues told me they thought I'd never really do it. They had no idea how desperate I was.
So how did it go?
Well, I actually found it a bit on the quiet side, but that was okay. I could hear the tapping of keyboards and conversations on the phone. Even the people were different. They spoke in whole sentences without the, right, offer this, bid that, done, tempo I was used to. I was expecting a collection of meek do-gooders, and I was surprised to find they were okay. And I just got on with things. They were a nice bunch and were only mildly curious as to why I had given up a well-paid job. The biggest surprise, however, was me. I never expected to enjoy it so much.
So what about the future?
Well, that project took 5 months to complete. That done, I had no real desire to leave and volunteered for another couple of months, writing bits and pieces, even stuffing envelopes. It was novel to be working 14-hour days without moaning for what I once regarded as a pittance. I don't think the city is an easy life. Mind you, this isn't a breeze either. There are still targets here. Equally, the city just wasn't right for me, while this is. I feel pretty stupid that it took me so long to figure that out. I'm just glad I got there in the end, and one day I can work on a bigger project where I can start to make a difference to people's lives.
Now you will hear part 3 again.
So, Darren, I hear that you've got a new job working in the voluntary sector. It must have been a bit of a wrench, wasn't it, giving up your high-powered banking job in the city with those huge annual bonuses and long city lunches? Most people we know thought it was a passing phase, but I always thought you were a bit of a square peg in a round hole, so I've always half expected it. So, I guess armed with your degree and a tidy sum put by, you thought you could change careers just like that. But why did it take you 2 years to make the move?
I didn't know what I wanted to do. I only knew what I didn't. I was really stuck in a rut until someone I worked with got fed up with me and told me to go and do voluntary work or something. So I decided to take some time off and volunteer for a charity. I reckoned that if I guaranteed them 6 months, during that time I would be bound to find a proper job. You know, a paid one. It wasn't quite as easy as I thought, though. I decided to apply to 12 well-known charities, ranging from overseas aid to homelessness. I put in my applications, but I guess my lack of real conviction and experience was pretty obvious, and they saw straight through me. They didn't even bother to reply.
Quite right. I don't know why you'd think they would. They need big hitters just like in banking, not people who don't know what they want. I can't imagine why people think that charities should be charitable when it comes to employing people.
Well, I can see that now, obviously. Anyway, I got a lucky break. A friend of a friend had a contact with one of the charities I had applied to. She gave me a name, Anna Rogers, and within days, Anna had come back with a proposal. Now, I'm a history graduate, and I'd spent 2 years on a trading floor in the city, so most of her spiel on government research papers went straight over my head. But I did manage to make out that she wanted me to find out about schemes that prevented or alleviated homelessness. I jumped at the chance and handed in my notice at work straight away. My colleagues told me they thought I'd never really do it. They had no idea how desperate I was.
So how did it go?
Well, I actually found it a bit on the quiet side, but that was okay. I could hear the tapping of keyboards and conversations on the phone. Even the people were different. They spoke in whole sentences, without the, yeah, yeah, right, right, offer this, bid that, done, tempo I was used to. I was expecting a collection of meek do-gooders, and I was surprised to find they were okay. And I just got on with things. They were a nice bunch, and were only mildly curious as to why I had given up a well-paid job. The biggest surprise, however, was me. I never expected to enjoy it so much.
So, what about the future?
Well, that project took 5 months to complete. That done, I had no real desire to leave and volunteered for another couple of months, writing bits and pieces, even stuffing envelopes. It was novel to be working 14-hour days without moaning for what I once regarded as a pittance. I don't think the city is an easy life. Mind you, this isn't a breeze either. There are still targets here. Equally, the city just wasn't right for me. Well, this is. I feel pretty stupid that it took me so long to figure that out. I'm just glad I got there in the end, and one day I can work on a bigger project where I can start to make a difference to people's lives.